Vulnerability is inherently part of the human condition. There can often be no more vivid dissector of our faults than the critic who resides within. Men are perhaps allowed less cultural vulnerability than women, often to their frustration. For a photographer to capture these emotionally subterranean themes is a challenge. Photographer Charlie White does it by inventing a character, much as a novelist might. His character is called Joshua. He's a humanoid puppet. Think a much less appealing, upright, hairy E.T. White calls him complete fragility manifest in a body. He photographs Joshua at a suburban cocktail party or in a moment of intimacy or indulging in his fantasies. The photographs are called Understanding Joshua, and they're on display at the Orange County Museum of Art in Newport Beach, California. He joins us now.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello. Doesn't the juxtaposition of men and vulnerability make us uncomfortable?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What do we have if we have male vulnerability? Are they allowed to cry? Are they allowed to have breakdowns? Even in the Joshua series, we do not have Josh cowering. We do not have Josh crying. We do not have Josh in a frail state in that manner. He's curled up in images, but ultimately what we have is pretty much a ball of energy building up until it's going to explode.
Tell us about the conception of Joshua.
At first, my interest was to be able to explore the idea of this character, knowing that it would be male, knowing that it would be a character that would illustrate male fragility, but not knowing exactly where he would exist, with whom he would exist, and the world he would take part in. Joshua and his actual anatomy started to kind of explain, to me at least, what and where he would have to be. And from him kind of was born this entire world, a divided world where the way he saw things was split into two groups, blondes and non-blondes. And that's kind of clear in the photographs, I guess.
Let's start with this very first photograph called Cocktail Party.
Yeah.
We see Joshua talking to a blonde woman who's holding a drink. It looks as if most of the people at the party are blonde. Explain what's going on in Cocktail Party.
I guess a good starting point is when you're looking at the photographs, in fact, you're not seeing things as they are in reality, for whatever that's worth. You're seeing Joshua's perception of the party and Joshua's perception of himself. I actually perceive Joshua to be a regular human being, a regular male.
Mm-hmm.
And what we see of him is how he sees himself. So although maybe a little ham-fisted visually, that's what he looks like. That's what he comes across like to himself in the mirror, for instance.
It's pathetic, though. It's sad because he's a bit monstrous, and he's certainly
unappealing.
Unappealing and fragile.
He's unappealing. He's without genitalia, visually, from what we can see. He's very small. He's very frail. He's the epitome of what a male would not want to be.
Did you decide that a puppet could be much more of a representation of our own feelings than any human model you might use?
Yeah, it became more anonymous, in a way, more nonspecific to any male or any male character. And my own personal relationship, although I would not say that Josh is overtly autobiographical, but the scenarios and the situations that he finds himself in are situations that I am aware of, that I can realize, at least in the pictures, and have a full sense of. So when dealing with Joshua, it was very much about being able to create a character. Although, again, I think this could be seen as ham-fisted, it does allow people to enter the images.
This is a very odd photo, even for this very odd series. We see Joshua in a bathroom, and he's looking into a shower where we just see the woman's leg. However, there's also a blonde wig on the floor. What's he thinking about?
This shot, Her Place, starting with the title, does set up a bit of the narrative that precedes the image. He is not at home. And something has occurred between Joshua and this woman. She is in the shower. There is no shower curtain. We only can see her legs. She's very frail and very small. On the floor is her clothing and a wig. A certain symbolic system was set up very specifically for this shot. Joshua has obviously had some kind of an intimate evening with this woman. And what has happened over the course of this evening is that she is transformed in his mind, from being some idealized being to being something that is on his own level or as low as he sees himself. And in a way, she has kind of lost her hair, lost her strength as she is so frail. And Joshua looks away and is kind of lost in a moment in which everything has fallen apart again.
What do people say when they see these images?
I've experienced a very large gap between how men perceive the images and how women perceive the images. A sense of understanding or kind of uncomfortable identification has come from men.
Mm-hmm.
I think from women, there is more pathos than there is fear or anxiety in relationship to the images.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that women feel more pathos about this image, because I was thinking as I looked at them, what would redeem this repulsive Joshua?
How could I help him, you think?
Exactly.
How could I step into the scene
exactly.
and help him?
Well, and if he's so unable to love, then what will his salvation be?
Well, maybe he's not a good person. Maybe he's in an endless cycle. You know, I mean, it's complicated to figure, but closure for me was brought with a image called Fantasy, which is Josh's inner self leaping across a bed in the middle of a couple, a blonde couple, and yanking at the clothing of one of the women in bed. And this scene shows that what is really lying underneath is incredible repressed rage. And that rage is very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And that rage spawns violence.
Would you say that repressed rage is certainly something that is a feature of American society?
I think it's a feature of American society. I think it's a feature of males. Moreover, women, I think, in that the dynamic that men may be able to have in their life, let's say between them and a woman, may afford them a greater sense of security to become more violent, more angry, more unwound as a result of not feeling that there would be physical repercussions upon them.
Charlie White, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Charlie White, his series of photos called Understanding Joshua are on display at the Orange County Museum of Art in Newport Beach, California, and in the book Charlie White Photographs. To see his work, go to our website, npr.org.